record now. Is Chestnut going to break the world record as Kobayashi goes in front? Here comes Chestnut. Chestnut closes on him.
Wow. What excitement. You know, that's the kind of hot dog eating excitement that we've grown to know and love. 720 WGN, John Landecker, and Bruce Buzil, if I got your last name right there, Bruce?
That's correct.
Good. I'm glad I did that. You are the special events management coordinator for Windy City Chicago and the Windy City Hot Dog Fest, the Saturday, Sunday, second annual Windy City Hot Dog Fest and Eating Contest. Wow. Well, I think, no pun intended, that's quite a mouthful. But I believe that you're going to have a great weather weekend. Tell us all about it. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah, so thanks, Larry. We are very excited. The weather gods seem to be aligned for us, which is always a plus. This, as you said, it's our second annual Windy City Hot Dog Fest. It's presented by Vienna Beef this year, so we're excited about having them on as a major sponsor. It's this Saturday and Sunday from noon until 10 p.m., and the location is at Six Corners, which is at Milwaukee and Irving Park and Cicero, right in the corner there. And it's a $10 suggested donation. And the event benefits the Six Corners Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And we're very excited. We have a full lineup of entertainment beginning each day from 12:30 to 10 on the main stage. Then we also have a community stage, which will have entertainment on Saturday from 3 to 10 and on Sunday from 1 to 10. So there's something for everybody to do there. We have a kids area with activities and different games. But the main event certainly is the hot dogs themselves and the vendors. you know, we've got everything from classic hot dogs, obviously, to some unique offerings this year, which we're excited about. So we have a tikka masala dogs. We've got some Coney Island chili dogs. We've got smoked alligator this year.
What?
Yeah, smoked alligator dog. And we also have an Obama dog, which apparently has pineapple salsa, bacon, and teriyaki sauce. Go figure.
I'll take your word for it.
So we're really excited.
Yeah.
You know, on Saturday we're going to have the hot dog eating contest, which you had referred to,
right,
which will be at 3:30. It's five contestants. You can sign up online. And it's five contestants for 5 minutes and as many hot dogs as you can eat within that 5 minutes.
So I've seen some competition, hot dog eating competition. Now, these are pretty serious contestants, and there was like, they have, what do I remember seeing? They have like water that they dunk the bun and the hot dog in before they eat it, so it can sort of just slide down. I mean, they go to extremes to be able to consume as many as possible. Plus, I think it's a lot longer than 5 minutes. But, you know, you never know. And I think the winner gets bragging rights, right?
Gets and a trophy. So, rights and a trophy.
And a trophy.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think last year the winner, it was like 13 hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah, in 5 minutes.
Wow. That's some serious eating. That is some very serious eating.
So these, in a short amount of time.
Yeah. So the hot dogs will be available from these vendors, I'm assuming, throughout the entire hot dog fest for the entire weekend, right? I mean, no matter when
Correct.
You show up, you'll be able to avail yourself of all of these various hot dogs from various vendors, the various types that you mentioned, and also the day-long main stage entertainment and things for kids to do. And gosh, it sounds like just a great time. Where
Absolutely.
And when? So fill us in again. Where, when? When does it start and all that? I know you said it at the beginning, but let's reiterate exactly what's going on.
This Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's from noon until 10 p.m. both days. the location is at Six Corners, which is Milwaukee, Irving, and Cicero, right where they all
meet. Right. Yeah.
It's a $10 suggested donation, and the event itself benefits the Six Corners Chamber of Commerce. The one thing I forgot to mention earlier was that we also have a Top Dog pet parade on Sunday, so you can come out with your pet at noon.
Come on, who needs Taylor Swift when you've got this? Please, really. I mean, this sounds awesome. Truly,
exactly.
It does.
Yeah. We have, as part of the event, we have a Critics' Choice Award, so you can, that'll be done on Saturday. And then we have a People's Choice text to vote, which all weekend, and then we'll announce the winner on Sunday afternoon.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's very exciting. Again, this is our second annual, so we're really excited, and the vendors are looking forward to it, and hope to see everyone out there.
And it's a benefit for the Six Corner Chamber of Commerce, and you just suggest a $10 donation. My goodness, what a deal, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll have merchants out there, so different people selling their products and services. We'll have artists out there exhibiting, so it's a full three blocks of entertainment.
Yeah, it sure is. And I see there's a website, WindyCityHotDogFest.com.
Yes.
People want some more information. Well, thanks for being with us, Bruce, and good eating.
No, I appreciate it. Are we going to see you out there?
You never know. I come incognito. Thanks for being with us. John Landecker at 720 WGN.